would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now. Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline, USA. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Normally, we just do sports talk, but it is time to talk video games just for this one lone hour the entire week, but we'll do it together at the toll-free line. Don't be shy. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Not just on sportsbyline.com, but lots of other great platforms as well. And we'll start off with just the American Forces Radio Network, of which I'm proud and privileged of being on that storied franchise with over 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Are the drones listening? Maybe they are. But Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, you're rolling with force and you're doing a great job defending us and our allies. So, and we know the video games give you a little home cooking too as well. A good way to pass the time, relieve some stress. So if you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Come home soon. We're also streaming through our website at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick at sportsbyline.com. They go to me. I'm Rick. And those are good because I will use those for three ways. I'll answer your questions. The cheat code, send in a request to do that at the end of the show. And most importantly, at 40 after the hour, in just a little over a half hour, I will give away a brand new game. And that's how you win the game. You'll write in the answer to rick at sportsbyline.com. Very simple question. Second correct answer will get the game. Also, we are on SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on SiriusXM, coast to coast. Where are my truckers at? And the SB Nation network as well. So SBNationLive.com through their website, streaming along. And on your TV sets and 35 million homes, CRN Digital Plus 2, cable radio network channel Plus 2. All the Byline programming goes through there 24/7. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. We only have 51 minutes left. Let's talk video games.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I'm Heather Brandt, director of the HPV Cancer Prevention Program at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Nearly 40,000 people are diagnosed with HPV cancers each year. Hundreds of thousands more are diagnosed with precancers caused by HPV. St. Jude launched the HPV Cancer Prevention Program in 2021 to increase awareness and education about the importance of vaccination. One of the biggest misconceptions is that HPV only affects women. Men can also be diagnosed with HPV, they can carry the virus, and can develop HPV cancers. If children are vaccinated today, 90% of HPV cancers can be prevented. The recommended age for HPV vaccination is 9 to 12 years old. HPV vaccination is recommended for everyone, both boys and girls. As part of its mission to defeat cancer, St. Jude is raising awareness with an important health message for parents. HPV vaccination is cancer prevention. For more information, please visit stjude.org/HPV.
Sponsored by St. Jude Children's Hospital.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What's going on with you? What's going on in your video game world? What you got, what you get? 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 to participate. So, my apologies, kinda, if you tuned in last week and heard a rerun from the week before. I was on the road. I was going to a couple of places up in the I went to see the Little Bighorn Battlefield. It was in Wyoming, Nevada, Montana, and what's the other one? Idaho. But I wanted to tell you guys that when I was in Bozeman, they have a museum there, and it's a computer museum. It's on the campus. It's in a little like office space, and you go in and it doesn't look like much, and there's just a person standing there, and it's basically a he's like, it's $10, and I'm like, it's $10, and I was like, all right, I'll check it out. But there was a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff inside, and they go through the history of communications. They start off with like a Gutenberg printing press. They go back that far. They show this disk, like a hard drive that held like 6 megs, and it was this horrendous, massive thing that normally would have taken, you know, like they showed like a 2 terabyte drive underneath. But anyway, it just goes through the rudimentary. But I wanted to see some of the video game systems and you know, PCs and such. And you know, you're kind of old when you look at this stuff in a museum and you're like, I had that, I had that, I had that. I did ask the guy, I said, where's the TRS-80? Because I had a Trash 80. Handy Radio Shack 80, the year it was invented. And I got mine in 81. How old are you, Rick? Pretty old, I guess. And I said, how come you didn't have one? And the guy goes, oh, we have one. And I go, I somehow missed it. And he went back and there was this silver thing attached to a monitor. And it said TRS-80. And I'm like, what the heck? And he's like, well, they made six different types of TRS-80s and they were all called TRS-80. And I went, oh, I go, I had the one that didn't have the monitor that had a slide cartridge slot. Remember the game I had, Dungeons of Daggerith, and the amount of memory was on magnetic cassette tapes. That's how you could save stuff. But you could also use BASIC, and that was the funnest thing about the Trash 80, the TRS-80, which was not cheap. I think it was like $300 back then. I know. That was like my biggest purchase at the time in high school. It was like $300. I think my grandma helped. And yeah, it used BASIC. And I had learned BASIC in high school. And you could make not only your own programs with mostly if-then statements, but you could also have it talk. You could record your voice, fake voices, whatever, onto the cassette. And then when it came to that, you would have the cassette would just play. And instead of just magnetic code, it would play your voice. So, I mean, this is like two cavemen rubbing rocks together now. But back then, it was kind of the bomb. And so I was looking through and I saw, you know, a lot of the early systems as well. The Odyssey, obviously. And then I saw the ZX80. The Sinclair. Do you remember that? That was from England. And this thing came out also in 1980. And they were more of a Commodore crowd on the continent. Now, of course, the Commodore 64 made it to the United States. But the Sinclair, this was made by something, a company called the Science of Cambridge. Now, of course, you think about Cambridge and Oxford and Eton and all these classic, you know, where the Rhodes Scholars go in England, and you know, the Science of Cambridge. But the reason it was so popular in England was it was only £100. And that's pound sterling, not like weight. But it had a little flat keyboard on it that was flush. And I'm like, it looked so familiar. And then I remember that my friend had brought it back, but he didn't know about PAL and CCAM to NTSC, and so it didn't work. But ZX80 faced a lot of criticism because it had the RAM, the random access memory. The ROM is the read-only memory. But you dump the ROM into the RAM, and people hated the keyboard, that it was flush, that you couldn't feel the keys. And what's funny now is like you look at, you know, an iPhone with a glass screen, can't feel the keys there either. But it was very popular for a while. And they called it the ZX because they said that Z meant the Z processor and the X is the mystery ingredient. But you think about, just to get a little nerdy, the clock speed was 3.25 megahertz. It had 1 KB of static RAM. It had 4 KB of ROM. It had no sound output. And the only proprietary technology was firmware. And in computing, tell me if I'm patronizing you, firmware is software that provides low-level control. And for a relatively simple device, firmware can control everything. But for a more complex device, firmware is almost useless. But the other thing I thought was funny, because the Beavis and Butthead was in me, was that the keyboard, they called it the membrane keyboard. And there was huge problems with durability and reliability and overheating. And it was black and white. It wasn't color. The display was over an RF connection to your household TV. They also would use a cassette as well. But anyway, I was just going through this museum looking at all this stuff and thinking about like the clones. And, you know, one of the clones, of course, was the Micro Ace. And there was one that Brazil put out called the Pro Logica and Micro Digital as well, which I thought was very, very interesting. But it's not worth a trip. I mean, I like Bozeman. I really did. Bozeman is one of the nicer towns in Montana, for sure, as far as I'm concerned. It's not just because it's a college town, but it's got a great main street. It's got the Rockin' R Bar. It's got forests and mountains to climb. It's Bozeman's a really nice place, but the museum is not good enough to make it your raison d'etre like a pilgrim is. Like, I need to get to that museum. I think I was in it for about 15 minutes. Yeah. But it was fun. And I remember there was a place in the East Village in Manhattan that had the same kind of thing, but they were trying to sell all that stuff. They weren't selling it here at the museum. But anyway, that was the one, the Sinclair ZX80. That was the one that kind of grabbed me. And I was like, whoa, that is a blast from the past. All right. We're talking video games on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game and let you know what's new as well in the world. Very, very interesting that Amazon is working on a new video game animated anthology. What's that all about? Well, Love, Death, and Robots, Tim Miller and Blur Studios are now working with Amazon to bring some of these things to life. The great video game animation boom is continuing to boom, even in the midst of a bust. What is it? Is it a boom or a bust? Well, Amazon is joining with the team, as I mentioned, behind Netflix's Love, Death, and Robots to do that for video games. And Deadline reported that this Blur Studios are developing something called Secret Level, and it's an animated anthology series to bolster the state of adult-focused animation.
Adult Swim?
So while what's little of the series is known so far, the trade reports show that there will be multiple adaptable game franchises across the episodes, including indie platformer roguelike Spelunky, and from Amazon Games' own publisher library, the kinda not great colonial MMORPG New World. But considering Amazon Games doesn't have much else in the form of games, it would be quite funny to see a turnaround if they can get that, like their upcoming Lord of the Rings MMO. While Rings of Power is still going, it's no surprise, I guess, that Secret Level apparently is going to branch out to adapt from other publishers as well. And according to Deadline, the series will have adaptations of famous PlayStation franchises. So when I think of a PlayStation franchise, I would probably think of God of War, you know, I think some of stuff like that. I mean, we already had Last of Us on HBO. We had Fallout on Amazon. There are recent plans for Horizon adaptation on Netflix. That fell through because of allegations against its co-showrunner, Steve Blackman, from Umbrella Academy. So we'll see what's up with that. But there's potential now for candidates like Ratchet and Clank. That would be pretty ideally suited for animation. And a lot of people think maybe Uncharted could be that as well. And we'll probably find out more at GamesCon next week. But they say they're in the works. Now, you know, Netflix has these mobile games. Have you ever looked at mobile games? And the interesting fact, I think, from some of these mobile games is that I looked through and I thought, what looks good? What can I play on my phone, right? Because, I mean, we basically all have Netflix. There's a golf game called Wonder Putt, and it's from Damp Gnat and Rogue. I like Damp Gnat, though. I think that's pretty funny. It's called Wonder Putt Forever. It's not easy. And so the only one that I downloaded and I actually play a little bit of is Smoking Gun Interactive's version of Minesweeper. And Minesweeper is one of the most boring PC games that came free with your computer. Remember, computers would always come with Solitaire and Minesweeper, at least PCs did. That was in DOS was in Windows. Of course, Windows would sit on DOS. And, you know, these studios, they want so badly to get in, and then they want their own streaming service, and they want to send you their own, remember Stadia, you know, Google, and they're going to send you this cool controller, and it's just, we're not there yet. We're just not there yet. Maybe we will be. But, you know, the ability to turn on your TV, not have a gaming console, and just purely by Wi-Fi or Ethernet, just start playing. And your whole library is right there, and whether it's in a cloud or a server or whatever. And you would never acquire any hardware. It would just all be there. The only thing you'd have is your joypad. That's it. Or maybe motion controllers and a headset. That would be it. And we'll see if it ever gets there. I remember when we were just talking about DLC in the beginning of DLC, and this is about 10, maybe about 8 years ago at the Game Developers Conference, and there was a symposium on the death of the shiny disc, and it came out with these experts saying the shiny disc isn't going anywhere yet. And to me, the main reason, and they had the reasons about the shiny disc, to me, the main reason the shiny disc isn't going anywhere is that when you get a console, or when you get a PC or an Apple, whatever, in your storage space, you just can't hold enough stuff. And this whole thing about, like, with the PS5, it's like, well, you know, the thing I loved about the PS4 is it had an external hard drive, and you could play games off your external hard drive. The PS5, no, you can't. You know, it's like saying, hey, look, this car, we have tires that you inflate. Well, the next car is going to have metal tires. Why? Why would we go backwards? Well, we can charge more. And so they say, well, actually, you can store your games on the PS5 on an external hard drive. It's just that you're going to have to transfer them back when you want to play them. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, when you think about an Xbox Series S, you think about the version of the Switch that's digital only. You can only play the games that you have enough room for, or you can pull back down from the cloud and then erase something else or send that back up to the cloud. It's long until they can. It's sort of like the electric car. When they make an electric car that has a, you know, how far can you drive on a tank of gas, right? Let's say 500 miles, right? Depending on how much miles you get per gallon. All right, maybe not that many. 300 miles. When it has that range and you can charge it in 3 minutes, then we'll see. And I'm sure that day's coming, right? But then we'll see it. So the whole thing about having the shiny disc going away, it's just not. Plus, the other thing is that when you download a game, you can't lend it to anybody. You can't sell it to anyone. You can't take it back to the store and get a measly $5, $8 for it, whatever, $10. And, you know, when you have the shiny disc, it's the only downside is you have to get up off your can and you have to walk over and you have to insert it. Oh my gosh. The privations. You actually have to do that. And so that's why I think it's pretty funny that we still have this thing where these companies like Amazon are going to say, hey, this is the way of the world. This is what we're going to do. And not so much. All right. Also, before we go to the break, one more update. And it's getting old because it's back again. But of course, the strike for video game performers and AI protections, there was a Disney picket a couple of days ago. And like I said, I'm not taking sides either way. You know, it's just, I think a lot of times knee jerk people just automatically assume that the man is the one, you know, the company is always the man and the workers are getting screwed. We just assume that. I don't know one way or the other, but there was another scene that produced, I'd say, a sense of deja vu. It was more lines of SAG-AFTRA performers walking around in the blazing Burbank summer sun, and they were still striking, picketing over Disney character voices. And, you know, the building in Burbank, the labor group that remains deadlocked with these companies over what they call existential AI now. So the event was, remember, we had the strike going on, going back into last year, which took forever for writers and performers. The performers were sticking by the writers. And, you know, there are offers on the table. But there were picket signs. One said, game over. Another one said, time to burninate AI. And so Sarah Elmala, who worked on God of War, Ragnarok, and Halo Infinite, she's the chair of the union's negotiating committee on the agreement. She said, quote, when we went into this negotiation, knowing that the issue is existential and we could not have a deal without it, we finally felt that we had done everything possible we could to reach a deal. So they said, SAG-AFTRA says the video game companies are partial but dangerously incomplete on these AI proposals. All right. So in other words, I know that's still going on. All right. When we come back from the break, we'll give away a brand new game. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG Apparel and Footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Order, Baby.
The Video Game Review, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus, American Forces Network, worldwide, saluting the troops, especially the enlisted men and women that do all the hard work, don't get the salutes, baby. Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211. You could probably make sure it's unplugged, but if you put a coat hanger and a toaster, we'd probably get you that way as well. It is 40 after. I got to get to our customary giving away of a brand new game. This game is called Pawn Planet, E-A-W-N. It's developed and published by Gambol Games, G-A-M-B-O-L, Gambol Games. It is for the PC. Here's the summary. Quote, you're in charge of managing the pawn shop in this weird galaxy. Make deals with strange customers, flip items, attend auctions, and keep the shop going. I like how they say this. They've got a guy who, this fish face dude walking up, it looks like you're in a spaceship, and it says, Galactic Doodle, simple, silly, and straight from the stars, this drawing is sure to bring a smile to your face. So, current bid four by Meblex Ghibli Flop. So, as you can tell, this is kind of a cutesy game, and there is no rating. So, that means that usually when it says NR, that doesn't mean X, that just means it's fine. It looks like it's pretty fun for maybe an adolescent crowd. My question is, is this a game about an intergalactic pawn shop, or is this a game about pawns on a chessboard? I remember when I was a kid, my dad would get mad because I would call them prawns. He goes, they're not prawns, they're pawns. Let me know. Pawn Planet, rick@sportsbyline.com is email address. Second correct answer wins Pawn Planet. rick@sportsbyline.com. The game, once again, the question, is this about an intergalactic pawn shop or the weakest characters on your chessboard? Developed and published by Gambol Games.
Rick, just say Gambol Games.
All right, Gambol Games. That's fine. there's a game called The Wayward Realms. And Kickstarter has had a very interesting track record in the video game industry. On the one hand, Kickstarter helped a lot of great indie games like FTL, Shovel Knight, Pillars of Eternity, Hollow Knight, but they also bankrolled Mighty No. 9, Stray, Souls, Goddess. Well, there's a game now called Wayward Realms that is a fantasy RPG that was originally announced 3 years ago. That's right, August of 2021. They finally opened their Kickstarter at the end of May. By June 11th, Kickstarter got Wayward Realms to the goal of $500,000. And when it ended, very impressive amount, $636,000, not doll hairs, dollars. And so from some of the footage released so far, it looks like the Wayward Realms seems like it's going to be an incredibly ambitious game. There's a lot of older fans, or I should say fans of the older Elder Scrolls entries, I think that should be kind of excited about it. And the focal point in Wayward Realms marketing so far has been the game's two primary directors, Ted Peterson and Julian LeFay. That's because both of those guys worked at Bethesda, and they were both key figures in the creation of Elder Scrolls. back in the early 90s, Jillian LaFay was the director and a programmer in the very first game, the Elder Scrolls Arena, and then Peterson worked alongside him. Now, of course, they were not alone in those efforts, but Peterson and LaFay are widely regarded as two of the most important people in the birth of the Elder Scrolls. And of course, they didn't stop after that. They both played major roles in the development of Elder Scrolls II, Daggerfall. And Peterson was continuing to like flesh out the universe with his writing. And then LaFay was the project leader, designer, programmer. And Peterson kept on with Elder Scrolls all the way up to Oblivion. But, you know, the Oblivion's an old game. It was like 18 years old. So they now have gotten together with the composer and sound designer, Eric Haberling, renowned. And they founded Once Lost Games 5 years ago. And that's an indie studio that was trying to get a spiritual successor, if you like, to Daggerfall. And so apparently now they have it in the Wayward Realms. And the initial wave of trailers give off that classic Bethesda RPG feel, right? So if you look on the Steam page for it, it's described as a grand RPG. And it's putting itself forward as a Elder Scrolls type game. We have that sometimes, the old school RPG formula. One of the Wayward Realms defining features is this enormous map, and they say there's over 100 realistically scaled islands that contain sprawling cities with thousands of NPCs. That doesn't just sound ambitious, that sounds hella cool too. So according to the recent update on this on the Steam page, they're saying that the Wayward Realms is set for early access in the late part of 2025. And they will also be putting out a prequel novel if somebody wants to read the book. Remember those people who would be like, I'll never, you know, say, oh, the book was better. I remember seeing Cujo, which was not the greatest movie in the world. And as I'm leaving, this guy goes, oh, the book was better. Stephen King goes, yeah, let me tell you the discrepancies from the book. I'm like, all right. So it's hard to get excited about something that's more than a year away. But the Wayward Realms will allow players to fully customize their characters' skills, build their own role-playing desires and all that. And they'll be in-depth dialogue, and I, you know, to me, when you say there are 1,000 islands with, a 100 islands with thousands of, 100 islands realistically scaled with thousands of NPCs in sprawling cities. Well, one of those islands could be a game in itself. So that's why it's kind of a mouth-watering thing. It's just a case of, do they all kind of look the same? Because, you know, there are a lot of video games that they'll use the same programming, maybe even AI Burbank. They'll use the same programming. And instead of the castle there, it's a mirror image and it's over there. Or maybe there's two towers instead of one. What if everything looked completely different? That was one of the reasons why I liked Wind Waker so much. To me, the greatest game ever for the GameCube. And as I have said before, is also one of the more disappointing things that I ever experienced was that on my GameCube, my memory card, I guess I would sprawl that whole map out, but my memory card went blank after, 60 hours of gameplay. Literally 60 hours of gameplay, and it went blank, and there was no way I was going to start over. I had already been through too much. One other thing I want to mention before we get to the new releases, No Man's Sky, which I love, and I got to see a talk years ago from the guy from Hello Games who flew over from London, did the talk in San Francisco, and flew back instantly. Not kidding. That's what he said he did. But they have just had their highest player count in 5 years. And that's because they have put out another update, Worlds Part 1, which overhauls multiple areas of the game. This game, by the way, this month just hit its 8th anniversary. But as I said, the new update in the first 24 hours had nearly 50,000 players logged in on Steam alone. That's the most since they had their last spike in 2019. And so it also coincides, you know, obviously with this huge overhaul. There's improvement that Hello Games has been making with their next project called Light No Fire. But rather than plowing ahead, or I should say plowing ahead with that, they have sprinkled some of those changes in the No Man's Sky. And when No Man's Sky first started, you know, they had just 5 billion galaxies and no one, you'd never bump into anybody. It just was physically impossible to bump into somebody else. But as I said, it helps that Worlds Part 1, the update, is free. So it's most likely that a lot of longtime fans are just logging back in to see what changes have been made since the heyday. And I was just thinking, like, can I throw that PS4 game back into my PS5? Will that let me do something there? But, you know, look, this signals that No Man's Sky is still relevant. And as I said, 8 years old, it's not such a bad thing that when we have no idea when Light No Fire will be with us, Hello Games seems to be very happy to spend their time in No Man's Sky while we all wait, right? Okay. Let's look at the upcoming games. And remember, these are all Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. And starting things off, where are we here? Oh. Black Myth Wukong PC and PS5. Not Wu-Tang Wukong. Lurch on the PC, and it has nothing to do with the Addams Family, I'll tell you that. Dustborn. This is PC 4, X and S 1 and 5. Guild Wars 2, Janthar Wilds expansion for the PC. Numata, P-N-E-U-M-A-T-A. PC 5 XNS. Stumble Guys for the Switch. Tactical Beach Wizards PC. Mika and the Witch's Mountain PC and Nintendo Switch. Office Fight for the PC. That looks pretty funny. Terry Tate. El Rentaros Wanderings for the PC. Very Japanese anime looking. Punch Club 2 Fast Forward for the Mac. Rise Eternal War for all the big boy systems. Tiebreak, the official game of the ATP and the WTA. And it's got Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic on the cover. That's available for all the big systems except the Switch. Conquered. This is a game for the PC and the 5. Hatchtails, that's for the Switch. World of Warcraft, The War Within, this is on Mac and PC. And finally, Core Keeper for all the big systems. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back and give we'll do a cheat code on the other side. Come on back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud.
Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. And it's time to get to the cheat code. That's right, at the end of the show, just a couple minutes left. Send in your request for an older game, and I'll find it for you on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Did I mention that? Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Ram. I like that. Is it short for Rambo or something? I don't know. Ram says, Rick, I know this sounds dumb, but how do you get all the weapons and armor and keys and health in Doom on the PC? Because I'm playing on the highest difficulty. All right. Well, if you want everything, including the BFG, and we know what that is, you just simply type in all caps IDKFA. Once again, IDKFA on the text screen, and you will unlock the BFG, full health, armor, keys, all the weapons. And bless the programmers at id for throwing that in. Because, as I said, there's nothing wrong with cheat codes unless you are getting over on someone else. And unless there's, you know, just kind of funny ha-ha. But if you're playing by yourself and it gives you more joy and entertainment, then cheat all you want. Once again, IDKFA for Doom on the PC. I like going back for that one. Thanks for tuning in to Video Gamer Blah, blah, blah. We'll do it again next week. Live radio, Rick Tuttle with you. We'll see you then on VGR.